I am here at the 2015 International Production and Processing Expo, and Jim Sumner is sitting here with me, and he is the president of the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council. And there's a lot of hot issues when it comes to international trade and High Path AI. So first of all, Jim, I want to get your opinion on the recent ban of China when it comes to the poultry and egg production. Do you feel that it was justified?
Actually, there were only three countries that have banned the entire United States: China, South Africa, and South Korea. And in none of those instances do we really think a countrywide ban is necessary when this detection was in one turkey flock in California, which is a state with a poultry industry that is pretty remotely located from our primary poultry production in the rest of the United States. Of course, in the U.S., we have, I think, the most sophisticated disease monitoring and surveillance of any country in the world. And that's why we have detected this very early on. We've immediately depopulated, cleaned, and disinfected. So to think that you have to ban all poultry imports from the entire United States is really overreaction. And we're concerned, of course, with some countries that there may be other motives in play. Whether or not that's the case with China, South Korea, and South Africa, we don't know.
Well, of course, the ban came when detection was only found in a wild flocks out in the, on the West Coast, and we've had one in a commercial flock. Do you foresee other outbreaks coming across the U.S.?
Well, that's exactly right. China put in place the countrywide ban based on wild bird detections, and even before we had one commercial incident. So this makes even less sense. And, you know, unfortunately, we're coming into a new era in biosecurity and disease prevalence, virus prevalence. And there is no way that migratory birds can be controlled, and they're going to carry diseases. Actually, they carry the disease without it affecting the birds, the migratory fowl themselves. So the world is going to have to start looking differently at this situation. One of the problems has been that many countries have not only banned our finished products, but also our breeding stock. And the United States supplies 95% of the primary breeding stock for China. How is China going to continue and grow and develop their industry without the necessary breeding stock? So we're all in this together. Really, what they need to do, along with other countries, is regionalize this, as is recommended by the OIE, the World Organization for Animal Health. And most other countries have based their restriction just on some, like in Hong Kong, for example, just the affected county, and in other countries just have banned just the affected state. So that's a much more reasonable approach. But, you know, we have growing world populations. There's not another animal protein that can come close to poultry for being able to feed people with a most efficient conversion ratio. So the world is going to need poultry, and we're going to have 9 billion people in this world by the year 2050. We all need to think about what steps we can take to make sure that we can feed them, not imposing unjustified trade restrictions and causing disruptions.
Still talking about trade and exports, where does the U.S. poultry industry stand when it comes to the Trade Promotion Authority and trade agreements with Europe and Asia?
Well, Trade Promotion Authority is critical if we're going to see any chance of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TTIP, the U.S.-European Free Trade Agreement, become approved. Actually, I think we got the cart before the horse on this. We should have had TPA before we went out and started the negotiations with these countries so that they have the assurance that they can give us the best deal, that Congress is going to accept it. And that's what TPA is all about. It's putting the package together as one overall package that Congress can either accept or reject, so they don't get trying to nitpick all the details of the agreement, which regardless of Congress's intention, that's not a good idea. You don't accomplish much by committee sometimes. So TPA is very important. It's what we used to call fast track. And if we're going to have these expanded free trade agreements, because unfortunately the WTO is not working real well, the Doha round and such, we need to have these trade agreements, and we need Congress to get on board.
Well, thank you, Jim, for taking a few minutes to talk about some of these hot issues that are affecting poultry industry, not only in the U.S. Once again, at the 2015 IPPE, talking with Jim Sumner, the president of the Poultry and Egg Export Council. I'm Jamie Johansson.